Chapter 6. The Snake. The little prince told me the next part of his story. He travelled to Earth, the fifth planet on his journey. He looked around him and he said,
"Earth is a very big planet, but there are no people on Earth."
Then he looked down and saw a beautiful yellow snake on the sand.
"Good evening,"
he said to it, because he wanted to say something.
"Good evening," the snake said to him.
"Why are there no people on this big planet?"
he asked it. The snake said,
"You're in a desert in Africa. There are no people here. But Earth is very big, and you will find many people in other places."
The little prince sat down and he looked up at the sky.
"Look, that's my planet," he said.
"It's beautiful," said the snake. "Why aren't you on your planet? Why are you here?"
"I'm here because I have a special flower on my planet," he said. "I left there because she doesn't need me."
"I understand," said the snake.
"Where can I find the people?"
asked the little prince.
"I'm lonely in the desert."
"You can be lonely with people too," the snake answered.
The little prince looked at the snake for a long time. Then he said,
"You look strange. You're very long and thin, and you don't have any feet."
"Maybe I am long and thin," said the snake, "but I am strong. I can send you away from here."
The little prince did not say anything.
"You're sad, but I can help you," said the snake.
"How can you help me?"
asked the little prince. The snake moved its body quickly around the little prince's leg, and it opened its mouth.
"I can send you back to your planet one day. I can bite you, and you will go home."
And then they were quiet. They did not say anything more.